Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate. I am not a financial advisor, just a gamer speculating. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about the trading card game Skyweaver. They have been in beta the last few months, and their game is going into its soft launch on November 25th. And with that soft launch, all progress is being reset, with everything earned from here on out being permanent. I also had the chance to talk to Horizon's director of community. For those not aware, Skyweaver was created by Horizon, and we got to talk a little bit about what's going on with the soft launch, their future plans for the game, and other updates. But before we get into that interview, here's a little recap on Skyweaver. So this is a browser-based game, so no downloads required, but they do give you the option to download a desktop client if you want. And just like in many other deck builder games, you control a hero and you face off against your opponent's hero, and you take turns playing cards strategically until one of your heroes is dead. So very similar to other games like Hearthstone or Gods Unchained. Now this game features 500 base cards, and you're actually able to unlock all of these base cards by completing matches, accumulating XP, and leveling up. So all of these cards can be unlocked entirely for free, which means anyone can enjoy playing Skyweaver, building decks, and competing in matches. Now these base cards are not tradable because they are not NFTs. The NFT cards are the special silver and gold cards that you can earn through gameplay. You'll be able to trade these cards on their marketplace as well. So there are three main ways you can earn silver and gold NFT cards. By ranking at the top of leaderboards each week, by purchasing them on the market from other players, or by winning conquest matches. Now, buying and selling cards for Skyweaver is going to be done on the Polygon network using USDC, which is a stablecoin. USDC is also on Ethereum and the Binance Smart Chain, so just make sure that when you're going to make payments that you use the correct blockchain for this, which is the Polygon network. Now, with their soft launch, that means that they are switching to mainnet. And when they switch to mainnet, what they mean is that they're doing a complete reset of all your in-game progression. Silver cards, gold cards, in-game currency, levels, and ranks all being reset. At mainnet, everyone will start at zero and compete for the top leaderboard spots from scratch. Now to get more information on the actual gameplay mechanics and type of cards, you can check out my earlier episode on Skyweaver when it was earlier on in beta. Alright, with that, let's get into our interview with Marcelo, Horizon's Director of Community. So we are joined today by Horizon's Director of Community, Marcelo. Thanks for joining us today, Marcelo.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, my pleasure being here.
Yeah, so just to sort of share with my listeners what it is you do, what's your role at Horizon?
Yeah, Horizon is our studio based in Canada. We are working in two projects right now, which is Skyweaver, which is our TCG based on the Ethereum blockchain and the Polygon sidechain. And we have a wallet called Sigmas that was created in part to provide security and ownership for the game. But it's a separate wallet in itself. I've joined the company very early. I'm part of the second batch of people that joined the company after the founders in mid-2018. Gosh, that has been a while. I'm responsible for community, so taking care of our platforms, our community, internal strategies in terms of community management, content creation, and I help with strategy, and et cetera. I've been working in the gaming industry for well over a decade, so I'm reasonably knowledgeable
in
the ins and outs of the industry.
Yeah, awesome. So I think one of the main questions that I have is with Skyweaver going into soft launch, what's sort of the biggest change that we're going to see as a community?
Yeah, the biggest change really is we are moving from a testnet to the mainnet. Everything now has been working under test currencies, test networks. All the cards were just mock cards, right? They didn't have any meaningful value, even though the systems that were generating them, the smart contracts and et cetera, were basically the same as the live version. When we go live, everything will be for real. So if you earn a silver card, it will go into your Sequence wallet. From there, you can trade it, sell it, do whatever you want, as you would with a physical card. That's important. Also, we will be kicking live payment systems for the game. So you'll be able to buy USDC, which is how you will purchase our Conquest entries, through Wire and Ramp. Those are two payment providers that will allow you to buy crypto with debit cards and credit cards all over the world.
Awesome. Yeah. So one of the things I know that drew me into Skyweaver and many others, I'm sure, is the ability to earn every single card without spending any money for sort of a true free-to-play experience. And so I was wondering what sort of really drove Skyweaver to go this route, because you don't see a lot of trading card games going this way.
Yeah. It's a pretty different and narrow business model, especially if you even if you compare with non-crypto TCGs, right? Mm-hmm. If you go Hearthstone and Runeterra, etc., all of them offer the packs. They have a rotating model in which your cards are good for a number of expansions, then they are rotate out, so you have to update your deck with the newest expansions. And we really wanted to do something different. We wanted to do something a bit more innovative, more pro player, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning that we would like to support the players in their endeavors, so the cards won't expire, which is nice. But of course, that changes game design completely, because you have to account for all the cards that you ever had in all moments for game balance and stuff like that. This is kind of a big deal. And we wanted also to remove the more egregious gating elements from the game, right? In terms of, yeah, you have to buy stuff to be part of the economy. You have to have a scholarship, or you have to have a certain initial investment. We want the game to be about gameplay first and foremost, right? Mm-hmm. Most of the crypto projects are crypto first, and then they graft a game on top of it.
Absolutely.
We're doing the other way around, right? We mm-hmm. want to have a cool game that stands for itself, while at the same time, it can benefit from crypto and blockchain, but only the good bits of it, mm-hmm. not the more complicated issues and steps about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's super important. And it kind of really goes a long way to showing the community with how serious you guys are about creating a really great game. Because you see all these games coming out with their NFTs and their currencies before gameplay is even possible. So that's really cool. So I know one of the game modes that a lot of people are super excited about is Conquest. Can you go over a little bit what Conquest sort of involves and sort of what you're earning as far as cards there?
Of course. Yeah. We have two basic game modes that are ranked, right? We have Discovery and Constructed. Discovery, you play with a random set of cards that the game will provide you, even if you don't have them, mm-hmm. right? You will just choose a hero. And the hero will have certain prisms, which would equate to the colors in Magic, black, red, blue, and stuff like that. We have strength, agility, intellect, and etc. So, okay, once you do that, you go into the match. There are those two different cues. Conquest is on top of that. So you can play a Conquest for Discovery, playing with random cards, or you can play a Conquest with Constructed, meaning you build your deck mm-hmm. as you see fit. Once in Conquest, you will play only against other Conquest players. There's a best of three kinds of system. So if you enter Conquest and you lose your first match, then you lost your Conquest run, right? So you effectively lose the entry or the silver card. Those are the two ways in which you can enter Conquest. Then if you win one match and then you lose the other one, you get one silver card back. So you're breaking even, right? Mm-hmm. You spent one silver card to enter, you're getting one out. So that's okay. If you win two matches and then lose your third match, you get two silver cards. So you're one positive. And finally, if you win all your three matches, the run ends, and then you get one silver card and a gold card. That's the only way in which gold cards can be minted. There's no other way to do that.
Okay, awesome. We see a sort of a lot of blockchain games coming out with their own currencies. So I was wondering, why Skyweaver is electing to go the route of using USDC as their preferred method of having people sort of interact with the economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first of all, it's a stable coin, so it does not fluctuate. So it's a way to impede some sort of financial gating for gameplay. Mm-hmm. It's an expected value of $1.5 always. So that's a good kind of predictability. There were a number of different stable coins that we could have used. We started with DAI, just because it was the easiest one. Mm-hmm. As we started talking with payment providers that bridge fiat and crypto, mm-hmm. we started getting to the conclusion that maybe USDC would be a better fit because it would allow more people to participate. It would be easier to have maybe more payment providers that would accept the USDC rather than DAI. This is something that can change in the future. We can maybe add more currencies, but that's where we're starting. Yeah,
absolutely. Sounds good. I want to get a little bit into sort of the Sequence wallet. So one of the other parts of Horizon's development. And I was just curious, sort of, what does Sequence sort of offer the player base, and how does sort of the smart wallet tech work there?
Well, since Skyweaver is targeted at the general gaming public, I believe that gamers are usually very tech savvy, but not all of them, right? And some might have mm-hmm. heard of crypto. They might even have some crypto, but they are not super used in trading, or they have some other sort of difficulty dealing with crypto. So very early in the project, as we were into the alphas and then into the betas, we understood that, yeah, we need a better system here to make sure that anybody can come, choose Skyweaver, and have a good time. If you're crypto savvy, then Sequence will be very easy to use. It's focused on having a very clean interface, very straightforward flows. So it's aimed at the general user, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're a general user, it will be your first experience with crypto, and we hope it's a positive one. So it will make your life a bit easier. You'll mm-hmm. clearly see, since it's a multi-token kind of wallet, you'll see coins separated from collectibles, NFTs, and etc. It's a very simple way of interacting with it. So that was the main goal, right? And then from mm-hmm. there are also other advantages, because we use Sequence to be the authorization method for Skyweaver. So it's an added layer of security. And so far it's been working well. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I've enjoyed using it myself when I've been playing. So that's great. Here. Yeah. One of the questions I like sort of ending the interviews on is sort of has nothing to do with each person's sort of individual game or what they're working on, but more your opinion, which is sort of what would you say is the biggest misconception that there is right now about blockchain gaming, especially by non-adopters?
Yeah, this is the biggest hurdle I think that we face right now. I've been interacting with content creators and the press and the general public for the past few years, but especially in this last year. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of negativity surrounding crypto and NFTs and et cetera. The boom of NFTs brought up a lot of the bad sides of NFTs, right? It's a very new technology. So of course there will be people exploiting it, scamming, doing the bad actors will be there. Mm-hmm. Right? Whatever there's money, there's a bad actor. This is for everything in life. But of course, for the press and et cetera, the negative side of it usually gives more clicks, and it's more relatable than the success story, the nice applications of the technology, and et cetera.
Definitely.
This has been my personal struggle with NFTs, trying to educate people about crypto, blockchain, NFTs, and et cetera, that it can be a very positive technology, that it can bring real ownership into the digital world if you do it with the right vision, with the right business model, and mm-hmm. if you as a user is very critical and skeptical, and you do your homework, then everything is there's more to be gained than lost. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's my personal take.
No, I totally agree with everything you said. I really appreciate you joining me, taking some time out of your day, and talking about the soft launch a little bit. So thank you.
Nice. Yeah. Good to have you. And I hope to see you in the top 500 so you can get one of those gold cards.
We'll see. I'm working on it.
All right. Please talk to you.
So once again, I just really want to thank Marcelo for taking the time out of his day to talk to me about their soft launch and where this game is going in the future. I'll leave some links in the show notes for their Discord and website, but definitely check this game out, especially if you are into trading card games, as Skyweaver is already completely polished and has a great community behind it. All right, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. It means a lot, and it also helps to grow my channel. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing and what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!